day, Rabbi. Sold out to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs.
Sounds of the legend, reggae icon, Robert Nesta, Bob Marley. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, on Instagram at Rayan.Walters, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to subscribe, like, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Today, listeners, we'll be looking at the end of an era. The United States occupation of Afghanistan from 2001, following the unforgivable attack on the United States, mastermind by a group of extreme Islamics followers known as Al-Qaeda, who sought and got safe haven from the Taliban, the most extreme group of Islams in Afghanistan. The United States went into the war knowing the outcome, that they could not completely transform Afghanistan to a state of Western values, Western democracy, Western principles, Western ways of life. It has been highly touted and highly regarded that the Americans were able to dismantle, demoralize, detonate and neutralize the safe haven of the Taliban, and that there should be no more terror attacks on the United States from this group. The U.S. government under four presidents, President George W. Bush, President Barack Hussein Obama, President Donald John Trump, and now President Biden, had to deal with this war. Biden was given the card. The hand that Biden was given, Trump drew those cards. You can debate, you can analyze, you can theorize how Biden went about doing what was done. But the harsh reality, listeners, remains undeniable, is that when was this war going to end? And the reality is, the only persons who benefited 100% from this war is not the American citizens, not the American service members in the armed services, not the citizens of Afghanistan, but the military companies who are contracted or were contracted to supply the military with the necessary arsenals and vehicles that they need and other things that they need to ensure that they were fully prepared for war. They benefited in the trillions. Obviously, they did not want this war to come to an end because their biggest customer was the US government. And finally, we have seen where over $2 trillion and 20 years of occupation have not brought much of a difference in the socio-eco-political, most importantly, the ideological belief of these people. For almost 20 years, the United States occupied Afghanistan, working alongside their military to not only fight against the Taliban, but to defend the country against foreign and domestic terrorists. And within 2 days, after the US decided that they are going to no longer be at the aid of the Afghan military and that the Afghan army must stand up and defend itself, it took the Taliban's a mere 2 days to overrun the capital city and sections of the country. The Afghan government fell in shambles. The president went in exile and the government was totally toppled by fear. Hundreds of thousands of persons were airlifted in what has been dubbed the impossible mission, with over 120,000 persons evacuated from Afghanistan. The essence of this conversation, I think, should not be based on the premise of how Biden ended the war or what next now that Biden left and the Talibans are now in control. But the questions America should be asking itself, when was this going to end and how was it going to end? The buck stops with the president, and irrespective of what a president say or have said or will say, when you are in office, the most powerful office on earth, the Oval Office in the White House, then the buck stops with you. And I think Joe Biden and his cabinet, his administration, and of course, the military commanders on the ground and the Pentagon have taken the bold, the audacious decision that the war must end. Now, the Talibans are unpredictable. As I said in my previous podcast, the word Taliban means student to them, but in the West, it is terrorism that comes to mind. How does America view the Taliban? Does the US trust the Taliban? What is the way forward with this Taliban regime? Will they be considered as a legitimate government? And can Afghanistan be accepted as a legitimate state? Should they hold true to the Western values that has been imparted by the Americans? And the reality is, the harsh reality is, it's going to be difficult, extremely difficult for Western values, Western belief to survive in Afghanistan. It is a Muslim country, for Christ's sake. It's an Islamic state. Why do you think the Western values that is heavily influenced by Christianity? Huh? Why do you think that the influence of a religion is going to have credence and roots and to germinate in a country that has a religion of its own? The world waited with bated breath, including myself, as to what exactly we should expect from the Taliban now that they are in control. We understand this, that the US role in Afghanistan is not ended and cannot come to an abrupt end. Yes, all boots on the ground have been rescinded. The war has ended. But the relationship with the United States and Afghanistan and its people has a very long, curly, and mountainous road ahead. I cannot bet a dime that the Talibans will become the puppet of the United States. They will not be a yes group of people. They will not be a yes administration. What is the role of the superpowers in terms of China and Russia, which completely oppose the values of the West, and particularly that of the United States. Will they be a proxy to the diplomacy that will be held between the US and the Talibans, or between the NATO alliance and the Talibans? What role will the United Nations and the countries of the region play in legitimizing the Afghan state run by the Talibans? They are saying many things, but I think we should look at their deeds and not their words. Time alone will tell. Time alone will tell. And only time will tell us if the reality, right? If the reality of what the Talibans say that they are going to do, only time alone will tell. Those are my thoughts. And thanks for listening. Give the power to the Lord. Run.